doesn't matter what the devil pulls. He's already lost. He's lost already. There's nobody he can have victory over or beat up that knows me well enough to know that they can stop the devil themselves because I gave you that authority. So have no fear. You're my sons and daughters. And I'm here and standing with you. You're in my keeping. Walk in no fear. Be brave. Be brave. And for what I said, I would give you. The devil has presented it impossible. Don't walk after what he is doing and bringing and making you feel. You turn around and do and follow me what I said, and you'll already begin to experience greater victory than you've been walking in, for you are pressing in and coming into another era that closes the gap in the final efforts and things that the devil brings to stop it. It just grows in momentum. And the reason it does that is because you were getting closer to what I said that you could have. So be strong and stand up in your faith, and you walk towards me. You walk into my things, saith the Lord. The more that you walk on that straight path, the more you'll walk into the things I have given to you for victory. For the enemy loves to cause dismay and fear and hopelessness. Know you not that he increases because I'm getting closer and closer to the things that's going to happen here. And when these times come, he increases in fear. That's when he will try bring in the troops and destroy what size of church that we have. That's what's happened. But this is that overplay that the devil's trying to pull on us to hold back what we've been believing for. So you don't need to look at this like failure. You need to look at this that we're getting closer and he's fighting harder. So, hallelujah. So, just rejoice and be extremely. Just like that, there's 5,000 people in here. And they're all hungry and they want to move with God. And these things can be received and taught. He can't afford to let us slip by. So if you have extra troubles in that and anything that's happening, just know what's causing it. Take a deep breath and begin to thank God for what he's doing. Because nothing's impossible to him. And you create an atmosphere in your presence of faith where he can move. You, him, and angels will run around and get things done. The worse he makes it look at this point, the rejoicing you need to do in abundance. Because if he makes something look ugly, just jump in there and just rejoice with all of your heart what he has said about it. And it can't stay.